Pi-Hi Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're going, no matter what troubles that you're going through today. I do pray that God will bless you, that God will bless you. Today's message is going to be America likes to eat and drink poison. America likes to eat and drink poison. Today's text is going to be out of 2 Kings 4:38-41. Elijah returned to Gilgad, and there was a famine in the region. While the company of the prophets was meeting with him, he said to his servant, "Put on the large pot and cook some stew for these men." One of them went out into the fields to gather herbs and found a wild vine. He gathered some of its cords and filled his fold of his cloak. When he returned, he cut them up into a pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. The stew was poured out for the men, but as they began to eat it, they cried out, "Oh, man of God, there is death in the pot." And they could not eat it. Elijah said, "Get some flour." He put it into the pot and said, "Serve it to the people to eat." And there was nothing harmful in the pot. You know, I got to be honest with you today. If I would ask you, what kind of poison are you taking in your body today, what would you say? What kind of poison are you taking in your body? What would you say? If I would ask you, what kind of poison do you think we are allowing in the United States of America? What kind of poison are we allowing in the United States of America? What would you say? You know, I believe today that there is poison all around us. I believe today there is so much poison trying to affect each and every one of our lives. I believe today that the devil wants to poison you. The devil wants to poison you. The devil wants to poison you. You know, let's go to verse 39. One of them went out into the field and gathered herbs and found a wild vine. He gathered some of its cords and filled the fold of his cloak. Then he returned to cut them up into the pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. You know, this verse reveals that they got the ingredients for the pottage, wild herbs from the field. The field is a Hebrew sadah, which refers to an open, uncultivated area of the land where we can only find that which grows wild. The unnamed gatherer of the herbs went out and found what he thought would make a good stew. These herbs were soft, succulent plants without a lot of woody tissues. They were palatable and often used for medical purposes or for their sweet flavor and aroma scent. But what he found out in the field, it was what he found out in the field that they were poisonous herbs. That they were poisonous herbs. Now come on, somebody. When he went out into the field could be a representation or a picture of the world. I don't know about you today, but as you go out into the world, what you're going to find is a lot of poison. What you're going to find out is a lot of poison. There's poison in the world. There's poison that wants to affect your mind. There's poison that wants to affect your body. Come on, somebody. There's poison in our mainstream churches. There's poison in our mainstream media. There's poison all around us. There's poison in the food we eat, the water we drink. There seems to be poison all around us. Come on, somebody. You know, untrained in this matter, he mistook the wild vine for the edible cucumber or squash. He mistook the wild vine for the edible cucumber or squash. What he found is believed to be a Citrullus calycanthus, which had a leaf like a squash but was bitter and poisonous due to its very severe purgative qualities. If eaten in large amounts, it would tear up the digestive tract and could even cause death. in small amounts, you might not die, but you might think you were going to and might even want to. You know, in verse 39 is very clear. It talks about in the world, it might look to you good to you. Come on, somebody. I know a lot of you today, you eat a lot of good and tasty food, and it might taste good to you, right? It might taste good, but in the end, it's going to cause many problems to your body. Come on, somebody. You're in a marriage. And one of you might want to commit adultery. Come on, somebody. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be very hazardous to your body. It's going to be very hazardous. Some of you today, you're watching movies that are very evil. And it seems funny and good, but I'm trying to tell you it's poison. It's poison to your mind. If you commit adultery, it's poison to your marriage. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today. There's poison out there. It might look good. It might look edible. Matter of fact, you might think that it won't harm you. But I'm telling you, there's poison out there. I'm telling you, there's poison all around you. And you better wake up, America, because you are getting poisoned. You're getting poisoned by other nations. You're getting poisoned by people in the nation. Come on, somebody. I don't know what I'm trying to tell you today. Oh, yeah, there's poison out there. There's poison that wants to destroy you. There's poison that wants to kill you. Come on, somebody. Here's this prophet. Oh, come on. He was a prophet. He went out into the world, and he thought there was something good for him. To find out later, it was poison. So what's the picture here? The world is full of poisonous ideas that may look harmless and even resemble the truth, but they are bitter and bring unhappiness to man. You know, to be able to recognize this and to pretend others from these bitter herbs, men need to be trained in the Word of God that they may in turn equip others in the truth. You must, if you want to protect yourself from the poison of the world, you must be trained to know. Just like the Indians, come on somebody, back in the old day, they could go out and they knew which plant was poisonous and they knew which herb would help them. They knew what herb would help them for the body, what would heal their body. But they were trained. They were trained. They were able to recognize this. And it protected them from the bitter herbs. Come on, somebody. Men today need to be trained in the Word of God. We need to be trained in the Word of God to protect us from the poison of the earth. 2 Timothy 2:2 says it like this, "And entrust what you heard me say in the presence of many others as witnesses to faithful people who will be competent to teach others as well." And also his instructions in Ephesians 4:12-16 says it like this, "And note the parallel with Elijah in the school of these prophets." Oh, there's poison all around us. Come on, somebody. One of you today, you're cheating on your wife. You're cheating on your husband. I'm telling you, it's poison to your soul. You don't realize what you're doing. Some of you guys are drinking too much. I'm telling you, it's poison to your body. I don't know why it is, America, you love poison. Hey, I gotta tell somebody today, you're being poisoned by the food you eat. Oh, I'm telling you, Jesus is coming, and he's coming. Oh, yay. Let's go down to verse 40. You know, there's death in the pot. There's death in the pot. The stew was poured out for the men, but as they began to eat it, they cried out, "Oh, man of God, there is death in the pot," and they could not eat it. And so they poured it out for the men to eat. Unsuspectingly, they dished up this poisonous stew, but soon the effects were experienced. It was bitter, and they undoubtedly quickly began to experience stomach cramps. They rose from the table in pain and fear. "There was death in the pot," they said. "There's death. The wild herbs picked from the field. And without the discerning expertise of the master herbalist, who knew the difference between what was edible and what was not? No, it was poison. So the prophets cried out to the man of God, for only God was the antidote of the means of life. You know, this picture is very clear enough. The world is full of poison ideas and solutions for life. There's poisonous. To the untrained, undiscriminating ear and eye, they sound and look good, but they are full of death and misery. Further in this picture, we also understand what the believer's responsibility. In Jesus Christ and in His Word, we have the antidote, the answer to man's death and the means of life eternal and life abundantly. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come so that they may have life and have it abundantly. Unfortunately, our tendency is to follow our own instincts and what seems right to us. Come on, somebody. You don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I'm trying to say it might look good to you for a time. It might taste good to you for a moment. Come on, somebody. You might feel good for a split second, but I'm here to tell you that is poison. It's just plain out poison. Oh, you might see that beautiful woman, and you might want to be with her for a time, but I'm telling you that it's poison. Come on, somebody. You might see that man, and you think he's rich and famous, but I'm here to tell you that it's poison. Hey, yeah, yeah, it might seem to you good for a time. Oh, come on, somebody. When that herbalist went out to the field, he picked that plant, and it looked like a cucumber. It looked like a squash, but I'm here to tell you that it's poison. Come on, somebody. It might feel good for a short time, but I'm here to tell you that it's poison. Oh, yeah, yeah. We live in a very poisonous world. There's poison all around you. If it ain't the media trying to poison you, come on, somebody. Oh, if it ain't the media, if it ain't, come on, somebody. What you read, what you watch, you must be careful of the poison out there. There's poison everywhere. I don't know about you, but I feel like today that I'm walking through some poison ivy. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, I'm walking through the woods, and there's poison ivy all around me. Oh, yeah, I feel my skin scratching. I feel it itching. I feel poison all through my body. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say because you look too pretty. Oh, my gosh, I went and had some of that whiskey the other day. It tastes so good. I was so drunk, and I slept with that woman, but I'm here to tell you that it's poison. There's poison going through your veins right now. There's poison in your soul. Oh, my gosh, I went and watched that movie today. And that movie, it all talked about infidelity. Oh, it was funny for a while, but you didn't know, did ya? When you're sitting there in that movie theater and eating that popcorn, that poison was infiltrating in your brain. That poison was going down in your spine. That poison was going down to your liver. You didn't know, did ya, that there's poison through your body. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You're being poisoned by everything you do. You're being poisoned with video games today. You're being poisoned by some of the music that you're listening to. I'm here to tell you today you're being poisoned. We go to verse 41. Elijah said, get some flour. He put it into the pot and said, serve it to the people to eat, and there was nothing harmful in the pot. Wow. You know, first, please know that in order to live, they had to eat of the now harmless, life-giving pot of stew. We must feed on God's Word and its precious revelation of Jesus Christ. The prophets had to believe God and by faith eat of the stew in order to be delivered from the poisonous stew. The word meal or flour here is the Hebrew word for gemah, a form of flour or meal. It was used in both a very coarse and very fine flour. Genesis 18:6 says it like this. So Abraham hurried into the tent and said to Sarah, quick, take 3 measures of fine flour, knead it, and make bread. And of the ingredients of the unleavened bread or cakes in Judges 6:19, Gideon went to prepare a young goat along with unleavened bread made from the ephah flour. He put the meat in the basket and the broth in the pot. He brought the food to him under the oak tree and presented it to him. The normal word for very fine flour is selet, the type used with all the animal sacrifices. But as a form of flour, it had a definite symbolic meaning. Meal or flour is used in making bread, and Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. If your marriage has poison, just add a little Jesus. If your financial situation has poison in it, then just add a little Jesus. If your body has poison in it, add a little Jesus. If your society has poison in it, then add a little Jesus. Come on, somebody. The pot of stew had poison. So Elijah got flour. He got bread. You ain't listening to what I'm trying to say because you look too good. Don't you know that Jesus is the bread of life? Don't you know that Jesus is the bread of life? Oh, come on, somebody. The prophets who was gathering here at Gilgal, they had to eat the same poisonous stew after Elijah put the flour in it. Come on, you ain't listening to what I'm trying to say. There had to be some kind of faith. I mean, if you just ate something and you knew it was poison, and then someone put flour in it and said, take another bite, you had to have faith to eat that again. Some of you have poison in your marriage. I'm here to tell you, if you add a little Jesus in your marriage, it would heal you. It would heal you. Elijah said, get some flour. He put it into the vine and said, serve it to the people to eat. And there was nothing harmful. If you put a little Jesus in your poisonous marriage, it's going to fix and there's nothing going to be harmful of your marriage. If you put a little Jesus in your financial situation, there's nothing going to be harmful with your financial situation. If you put a little Jesus in our society, if America would put Jesus back in America, then there wouldn't be no poison. You wouldn't be poisoned everywhere you turn, everywhere you look. Come on, everything you eat. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being poisoned. I'm sick and tired of being poisoned. I'm sick and tired of being poisoned. You ain't listening to me today because you look so good. You ain't listening to me today because you look good in community. You ain't listening to me today because you just spent the last hour putting so much makeup on your face. You come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today because you just put makeup on your eyes to hide your evil soul. You love poison, don't ya? You love to take poison in your body. You just suck on poison. Come on, somebody. Some of you want poison. You just wait till you can. You're like that guy. Oh, come on. I need to take another sniff of glue. Come on, somebody. Let me go and sniff some paint. You're that kind of person, aren't ya? You love poison. You love to watch poison movies. You love to be poisoned by the mainstream media. Come on, somebody. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm here to tell you today that the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, says, I don't care. what situation you're in. If you add a little Jesus to that poison body, I'm gonna heal you. If you add a little Jesus to that poison marriage, I'm gonna heal you. If you add a little Jesus to your poison society, I'm gonna heal you. Come on, somebody, if you trust in me, if you have faith in me, I'm gonna heal you. Come on, somebody, you still not listening to me today. Yeah, I know you've been poisoned, America. America has been poisoned. We've been poisoned so bad. Oh, I don't know how each and every single one of us can even live. Oh, I'm being poisoned everywhere I go. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming to cleanse your body. Come on, somebody. It's time to be cleansed. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. God wants to cleanse you of all that poison in your body. God wants to cleanse you of all that poison in your mind. Jesus come to cleanse you of all that poison. You've been poisoned so much, you just don't know the difference between what's right and wrong. You just want to lay down and let them kick you. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is here to cleanse you of your bodies. Come on, somebody. Drink a little Jesus. Drink a little Jesus. It's going to cleanse all that poison out of your body. Drink a little Jesus. It's going to cleanse all that poison out of your mind. Drink a little Jesus. You're going to be cleansed. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say. Jesus Christ is coming to cleanse some men and women that have been crying out for Him for a long time. Jesus said, I don't care how much poison you have. You ain't going to stop my men. You ain't going to stop my women of God, because they're coming with a mighty, mighty fire for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know these prophets. They were prophets of God. Come on, somebody. They were men of God, and still they weren't exempt from the poison. But I'm here to tell you, no matter what kind of trouble, I'm here to tell you the bread of life. Jesus is coming to heal you. Jesus is coming to cleanse you. Jesus is going to come and cleanse your body. Can I get an amen today? Oh, I know you're not listening to me today because you love poison. You love poison in your body. You love poison in your soul. You just can't wait to go out and take a little more poison. You're no more than a drug addict. Come on, somebody. You're no more than a drug addict that likes to shoot himself up with heroin because he loves that poison so much. Yo, your mind's being poisoned by everything you watch on television, but you didn't realize it because you love it. Your mind's being poisoned at some churches you go, but you didn't realize it because you love it. Your mind's being poisoned everywhere you go in these supermarkets, but you didn't realize it because you love it. Your body's trained to love poison, but I'm here to tell you Jesus is coming to cleanse your body. Jesus is coming to cleanse your soul. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus came, and these prophets, and I don't know how many they were, maybe a dozen, but they got poisoned by a pot of stew. The man went out in the world and he picked some herbs and he thought that they were good. They looked good in his eyes, but they weren't good at all. Come on, somebody. He thought it might have tasted good instead of really having discernment. You, the reason why America's being poisoned, because you love money more than you do Jesus. Whatever happened to the real God? Come on, somebody. Why don't we love Jesus in this country anymore? Why don't we stand up for the truth of this country anymore? Why don't we love America? Instead, we want to sit down and eat a poison pot of stew. We love poison in our homes. Come on, somebody. Poison in our school systems. Come on, somebody. We got poison everywhere you look. But I'm here to tell you, if you put Jesus in your life, if you put Jesus in your life, if you study the Word of God, He's going to come and cleanse your body. He's the bread of life, just like the flower would want to rise. Jesus is going to rise you up. Jesus is going to rise you up. You're going to be able to walk through a patch of poison ivy, and you're not going to get nothing. Your legs are going to be just bare. Come on, somebody. You're going to walk through that patch of poison ivy, and God's going to heal you. Why? Because I got the bread of life on me today. Do you want Jesus, the bread of life? Come on, somebody. Jesus said, I'm coming to cleanse you. Take some of that body cleanser. Cleanse out your whole body. Cleanse your arms. Cleanse your hands. Cleanse your mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time to have a fresh body. It's time to be renewed in the Spirit of the Lord. It's time to feel good. Just like I'm taking some fresh herbs and drinking some good water, I'm feeling cleansed today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My body's moving. My heart's a pumping. I'm getting stronger. If you're not listening to me, I'm getting stronger because Jesus is in me. Yeah, yeah, I'm getting stronger. Yeah, 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 yeah. I might have had a little poison, but with a little Jesus, I'm gonna be healed. All we need is to start putting Jesus in our poisonous lives, and we're gonna be healed. Start putting Jesus in our poisonous marriage, and we're gonna be healed. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to fly? Yeah, yeah. You know, we have been poisoned. There has been death all around us. There is death all around us. We're being poisoned. Our economy is being poisoned. Everything around us seems to be poisoned. People's minds are being poisoned. And all Elisha said was, get some flour, and he threw it in the pot. Now I'm going to tell you, get some flour. Get the bread of life. Come on, somebody, get Jesus, and you're going to be healed. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm reaching out to you. Lean on Jesus and Jesus alone in this time. Cry out to Him. Come on, somebody. Cry out to Jesus. He is coming to cleanse your body. He's coming to heal your body. He's coming. I don't know how to say this, but God wants to flush the poison out of your system today. God wants to flush the poison out of your veins. Stop. Turn off the television. Come on, somebody. Go out and exercise. Run a little bit. I'm here to tell you, God is going to cleanse the poison out of your body. Study the Word of God. Rely on Jesus Christ. And He's going to cleanse all that poison from the world. The world is a very poisonous, with a lot of poisonous ideas. But God is going to cleanse that poison out of you.